These things usually start with, "I was just your normal average 10-year-old." Well, not this time. I am and have always been anything but normal and or average. I can't think of anything worse than being average. Be weird. Be strange. Be extraordinary. Be exceptional. Never be average. My name is Tess Heckleston. I'm in year 5 at Watterson Primary. My best friend is Toby Baker. He's also anything but average. He's one of the weirdest people I know. I live with Mum, Dad, and 4 brothers and sisters, and I'm smack bang in the middle. There. Boring stuff done. Now here's what you really want to know. How does a 10-year-old end up with bucket loads of cash in her school locker? I'm what people would call an entrepreneur. Know what that means? No? Google it. In fact, here's my first tip. Tip 1. Use Google. You'll hear adults talk all the time about how our generation spends too much time on their screens. Adults don't always know what they're talking about. If you're on the computer playing games or watching cat videos, then yeah, you're frying your brain. But Google is the greatest thing ever. You can literally Google how to do anything. If you don't know something, Google it. It will make you smarter. So, I'm an entrepreneur. I come up with ideas. And most of my ideas are about how to make money. Money is important in life. You need it to do almost everything, even eat. Unless you own a farm and grow your own food. Actually, no, even that costs money. In year 3, I ran a sports gambling ring down on the back oval. Kids could bet their lunch or pocket money on different sporting events, which I organized. You could bet on almost anything. Running races, wrestling matches, tree climbing. I learnt about odds and how betting works, and Toby did the maths. He's the numbers guy in this team. I think we made about $100 before Miss Jensen shut us down because Sam McVean cried to her about losing his lunch money on a monkey bar challenge. Then we had to give all the money back and apologize to the kids and their parents and do yard duty for 2 weeks. So when you hear things like, "Everyone loses in gambling," it's true. We spent a lot of time and energy to end up with nothing. I think that pretty much sums up gambling for me. So we decided no more gambling scams, and we moved on to proper businesses from there.